By now, I suspect you've taken out your Brown Note or Voice Note Empower and you have it in front of you. Let's talk a little bit about what you have. Whether you have a Brown Note Empower or a Voice Note Empower, you have before you a compact, portable, personal organizer with an ergonomic keyboard. That keyboard might be a Braille keyboard or a QWERTY keyboard, depending on what you specified when you ordered. If you have a Braille Note Empower, then you'll have a Braille display on your unit. That Braille display may be either 18 or 32 cells, and each cell comprises 8 dots, allowing for both the display of 6-dot and 8-dot Braille. 8-dot Braille is something that you may not be familiar with if you haven't used a PDA for the blind or a Braille display for the blind before, but it is a way of representing computer information. There are 2 extra dots at the bottom of each Braille cell. You'll find 4 thumb keys on the front of the Brown Note Empower units, and these supplement the Braille display. They provide convenient navigation control for you. The whole family, the Brown Note and Voice Note Empower, contains a speech synthesizer that can be used in conjunction with the Braille display if you have a Braille Note, or of course if you have a Voice Note, you can just use that for your sole source of output. If you have a Braille Note, you can turn the speech synthesizer on and off, and the Braille display on and off. This is really useful because sometimes you might be in a situation where you're just reading a book for pleasure and you want to be read to. You can have the speech read the book to you. Sometimes you may be studying and you want to have your fingers running across the work. I know as a blind person myself, I find that somehow the information just seems to sink in better if I'm reading it in Braille. So if you have a Braille Note Empower, you have the choice. Obviously, on a voice note, speech is the only form of output, and in that case, the speech remains on at all times. Your Brown Note or Voice Note Empower runs on the Windows CE operating system from Microsoft, yet it has a customized suite of applications, which we call Keysoft, which were written in consultation with the blind community, so you'll find it's extremely easy to use, yet powerful. Connectivity is important in the 21st century, and you'll find that your Brown Note or Voice Note Empower has what you need. It has a serial connector, it also has a USB client port and 2 USB host ports. It has a Bluetooth transceiver as well as a high-speed infrared port. The Brown Note or Voice Note Empower have 128 megabytes of flash memory built right on board to retain information indefinitely, even if the batteries run flat. It doesn't matter how long you leave your Empower unit in this state. It could be 2 or 3 weeks. When you turn the unit back on, the technology we use means that you won't have lost data as a result of the battery being flat. On your unit, you'll find a Type 2 compact flash slot as well as a Type 2 PC card slot, and that allows for additional storage and LAN and or wireless network options. The Secure Digital Standard SD cards are supported. There's a slot for these tiny cards, and that allows for another maximum of 1 GB of memory. You can also use the USB host port for connecting additional storage as well, so it's very unlikely that you could possibly run out of storage. If you really want to take a lot of documents with you, you could have a couple of cards in those slots, you could have USB storage and have literally many gigabytes of storage available at your disposal. On the software side of things, as I mentioned, the Brown Note and Voice Note Empower runs the Windows CE operating system, the latest in mobile technology from Microsoft. But on top of that, we put a multi-purpose program called Keysoft. Keysoft has been designed from the ground up with blind people in mind, and blind people have had a huge amount of input into the way that Keysoft works and operates. Keysoft provides a whole lot of functions. Let's just talk briefly about them, and we'll demonstrate some of them shortly. A word processor called Keyword is a powerful yet surprisingly simple to learn word processor. Keyword has most of the features you'd find in an office word processor, and it's much more powerful than what you'd expect to find on any other PDA. Features include unlimited text insertion, search and replace, indents, clipboard operations, a spell checker, and much more. It can even directly import and export the popular Microsoft Word format, as well as other formats such as WordPerfect, Rich Text File Format, and ASCII Text. The email program, called Keymail, lets you send and receive electronic mail. Qmail works using a standard email connection. You can also send and receive attachments with your email, and it's all handled transparently. You don't have to worry about back translating or forward translating before you send or receive. We have an internet browser called KeyWeb that's one of the most intuitive ways to surf the World Wide Web that you'll find. It allows you to search and use the World Wide Web and also read locally stored HTML documents. HTML is the language in which web pages are written, and you can often find documents written in this format as well that you can read on your MPower locally. The Media Center is very comprehensive in BrowNote and VoiceNote MPower. It plays a range of audio file formats and allows you to record and play back memos. You can also listen to internet radio on your BrowNote or VoiceNote MPower, stations using the Windows Media format, and MP3 streams such as the popular ACB radio. If you want to keep track of your appointments, then you need go no further than the BrowNote MPower or VoiceNote MPower because it includes a calendar, scheduler, and planner, which we call KeyPlan. Your appointments can include alarms that sound even if your unit is switched completely off. We have an address list built into KeySoft called KeyList that sorts your entries and allows flexible searching. Addresses can be copied into letters and emails. If you get really complex, you can even create your own databases using the address list system, and you can use it for other purposes, such as storing your CD collection, and I've used it to catalog my wine cellar even. A synchronization tool called KeySync works in conjunction with KeyPlan and KeyList to make their records up to date with Microsoft Outlook on a PC. Let's say, for example, you have a sighted assistant who is managing appointments for you and you've been out on the road with your BrowNote or VoiceNote MPower. You can take it back to the office, connect using Bluetooth wirelessly or the USB cable, do a synchronization, and any appointments that you've made on your BrowNote or VoiceNote MPower and any appointments that your assistant has made in Microsoft Outlook all get synchronized, and you'll be advised if there are any conflicts as a result of that synchronization process. We include a 10-digit scientific calculator called KeyPlus. Now, if you're using Braille, you'll find that support for Nemeth and British Braille is included in KeyPlus, so whatever Braille code you're used to, you'll find that we've got it covered in KeyPlus, a very useful tool. Increasingly, we're finding that agencies for the blind, libraries for the blind, are providing material in electronic format over the internet. You'll find that KeyBook, our book reader application, is particularly useful because it enables you to read Braille books or books in any standard text format, including Microsoft Word. Books opened in KeyBook are protected from accidental editing, and that's why often people like to use the book reader instead of the word processor when they're just reading. They can't make accidental changes. If you're in the United States, then you might like to check out the Bookshare service at www.bookshare.org. Your BrowNote and VoiceNote MPower can open these Bookshare files. You can enter your Bookshare password and unpack them and read Bookshare content. Not only is that nice because you can read books, but also now that there is newspaper information available on Bookshare, it means that you could turn up to an airport, connect to a wireless hotspot using your MPower, download the latest newspaper of your choice, and read it on the plane at the same time as everyone else. Now that sure is empowering. There are a few key functions that you have to get to know on your unit, and to help you with this, we have a keyboard learn function that helps you to learn the keyboard layout and the available quick key functions. When you turn this on, you can press whatever keys you like and you can't break anything. We've got a file manager in KeySoft that allows folder management and file management, for example, copying, renaming, protecting, deleting, and translating files. We support Microsoft Active Sync, and that allows your unit to connect to your PC. You might do that via the USB cable, the serial cable, or wirelessly via Bluetooth. When you do that, your MPower will become a drive in Windows Explorer. When that happens, you can use copy, rename, delete, all of the commands that you would normally use in My Computer or Windows Explorer in Windows. It's a really handy way to transfer information to and from your PC or to and from your BrowNote and VoiceNote MPower. If you have a Braille Note in power, then there'll be a Braille terminal mode available to you, and that allows the Braille Note in power to act as a Braille display for a screen reader, such as Window Eyes, Jaws, Howl or Supernova, running on a desktop or laptop computer. You can use your Braille Note or Voice Note in power as a remote synthesizer. So if you like the Keynote Gold speech, and many people do find that because of the responsiveness and the accuracy of Keynote speech, they want it everywhere they go, then you can use your Braille Note or Voice Note in power as a speech synthesizer for your screen reader. You can also output what's going on your Braille Note or Voice Note in power to a visual display. Sighted observers or teachers can use the visual display screen to view what you're doing on the Braille Note or Voice Note in power.